We're just talking about it, Coach, here. Really, it all boiled down to one thing in the end, and that was turnovers.
You know, we just got to take care of the ball. We got to be more active, giving our guards somebody to pass to get through the trap. You know, if we get it over that trap, we got some easy baskets with, you know, 4-on-3. Mm-hmm. But if we can't get that ball across that trap, then, you know, we just can't get anything to work. So, you know, we just got to do better as a team to get that broke down and get some easy baskets.
It felt like tonight they even had a third defender in Hugoton on Strine, especially in that first quarter. But that opened some things up early, and then that kind of loosened some things up there in the end for Brooke.
You know, she just has to continue to battle every time. You know, sometimes they'll double team, sometimes they won't. Late in the game, we got some easy baskets to her. They were worried about other things, and we moved her to a short corner area, and she was able to get to the basket a little bit better. You know, every time we get her touches, it just creates different things on the offense. Whether she scores or whether she kicks back out, it makes everybody collapse on her, which opens up little shots for other people to step up.
And speaking of one of those that stepped up and scoring tonight, boy, what a night for Avery Lewis. She looked pretty comfortable out there shooting.
You know, we really talked about, you know, somebody has to step up and help Erica and Brooke and take some pressure off of them. And we've talked, she's got a nice shot. She's just got to have confidence with it. And she is starting to realize how to work herself in on the backside. She really is comfortable in that baseline down there. She just did a great job all the way around, you know, not just offensive end, but she got a hard job of every time Hamlin was on the court, she was in Hamlin's space, and, you know, she didn't let Hamlin breathe very much. So, you know, Avery just really stepped up her offense and defense tonight, and hopefully she continues to have that confidence and it goes on the rest of the season.
Well, he shut down Hamlin to just 3 points, but it was big for Samaya and Gianna. They had 45 of their points combined, and you just shut down one, but they just have so many other options there.
You know, when you have three, and, you know, we knew that Hamlin was the one that really struggled with this last time. So, you know, I took Avery was on Voss when we were in Sterling, and so I switched her to Hamlin. So, you know, it just happened that the other one stepped up. You know, that's what happens when you have three really powerful players out there. You know, we just gave Samaya too many open looks. You know, after she made her second one, we should have got out there a little harder, and we just weren't out there with our hands up every time.
But you got to love the effort. You guys are down 15 at one point. You got it to within five on a couple of occasions in the fourth quarter.
You know, we did a good job. We battled. We never quit. You know, we could have easily put our head down and said, okay, we're over. But we didn't. They kept battling. We got some big shots to close the gap. You know, but, you know, they ended up and finished a couple on the end, and we just couldn't get those last little baskets to go.
Well, you turn around on Friday, continue league play. You head over to Cimarron there for a big game.
You know, it's going to be another battle, especially on the road. But, you know, we're ready. We're excited for what we have to do. We're going to break it down and be ready to play a good defensive game on Miller. But, you know, yeah, we're going to be really attacking the inside and getting some big shots for us.
Well, good effort for your team tonight. Just fell a little short here, Coach. Thank you for the time, and we'll see you guys later on here.
Thanks, Adam.